Today, New York becomes the first state to vote on toughening gun control laws in the wake of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The deal between Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers would tighten the existing weapons ban. So instead of semi-automatic weapons with two military-style features, such as a pistol grip or a bayonet mount, being banned, it will now take only one of those features to make these automatic loading weapons illegal. Police can also take away the guns of people flagged by therapists who'd be required to report patients if they might harm themselves or others. The Albany Times-Union reports one gun store near Saratoga Springs packed with people looking to make gun purchases before this new law takes effect. Part of it goes on the books immediately. Danny Hakem is State Bureau Chief for the New York Times. So, Danny, start with the weapons ban. As we saw in Connecticut, gun makers were able to, for instance, put pins in a telescoping device to get around a ban on military features. Is it thought that New York's law will close some of those loopholes?
Well, that's certainly the aim. It is a much more, restrictive definition of assault weapons. The current law is two different military-style features. It gets narrowed to just one. So if you have a pistol grip or any other single feature, it becomes banned now under the new law. So I think it is
I was going to say, is that going forward? What if you already have it?
Well, if you already have it, then your gun sort of becomes grandfathered in. If you already have an assault weapon, you will have to register it, I believe, within a year, and it will be part of a new statewide database.
And this is one of the things state lawmakers are critical of. One state Republican, Tony Jordan, says, if they can't get the process in a line to register these already owned guns, that will make criminals of law-abiding gun owners. That's something that's being debated. But tell us more about some of the changes in the law. What about background checks? We know licensed gun stores and licensed sellers at gun shows have to do a background check, but private sellers and online sellers don't. What changes?
Right. A couple things. One is that if you make a private sale to anyone outside your immediate family, then you have to do a background check. You basically have to go to a store and have a background check of the buyer done. And your immediate family is a spouse, child or stepchild, or a domestic partner. Anyone else, you'll have to do a background check. And they're also going to start doing background checks for ammunition purchases. Which I believe is the first in the nation. New York will be the first in the nation to do that.
Yeah. And do we also read that large sales of ammunition will be flagged?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. High-volume purchases, yeah.
Talk about some of the attention to the mentally ill. As we said, a therapist under this law would be required to report a patient that seems to be in danger of harming himself or others. Give us some context, because we're reading that therapists already have this so-called duty to warn. It's based on a court case from the 70s. So as much as you can,
right. Well,
what do we know about this? Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that depends which state you're in. I mean, I think that really varies from state to state.
Mm-hmm.
I think like in California, for example, they do have a duty to warn. I think that was based on a ruling by their state Supreme Court. And there are several other states that have a duty to warn. Then there's another class of states where therapists may warn. If there's a concern, and I think that was put in law just to ease any sort of liability concerns, and then other states that don't have any kind of guidance on it. So in this case, I think it moved New York to sort of a tougher category, though there's no penalty in the law if a therapist does not turn in a patient.
Right. And we know that one of the concerns here is that patients will be driven away from therapy if they fear that telling what they're thinking might trigger something. But others are saying what it'll trigger is the police, and perhaps poor choice of words, but the police in New York able to go confiscate any weapons that person might have. Just one last bit.
That's right.
Briefly, we know that the New York law would ban the publication of the names of gun owners.
Yes, gun owners would have the right to opt out of having their names disclosed under the Freedom of Information Law in New York. This was done in response to a paper the Journal News published the names of gun owners in Rockland and Westchester counties, and there was sort of an uproar over that.
Yeah.
But this was done in response to that.
Danny Hakem, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Times, on the New York State law. The state becomes the first to vote on a tougher gun control law post-Newtown, and I'm sure people are going to be parsing over aspects of the law for the coming days. Danny, thanks so much.
Thank you.